Let's start the beat. It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to get the level here. Okay, this is max level.
To switch the laundry over. Is it going to rain again? I thought like this
okay.
was going to be like a thing.
All right, here we go. It's Saturday, June 24th. This is my first real recording. I want to hear how it sounds real quick. No. We're doing this.
No, we're not doing this.
Baby. I said, can we do this? I just got all this out. I said I only need 10 minutes.
I'm not ready yet. Come inside, Let's go. I will be ready. Hold on.
It's 10 minutes, baby. You played your game for 10 minutes. You can't talk to me for 10 minutes? I got it. All right, I'll do it myself. I'll do my own show. I'll go get my headset. It's okay. I'm going to go get my headset. It's recording, by the way. I'll go get my headset and do this myself. Okay? I'll go in then. Whatever. No, it's fucking hot and I want it. It's okay, Faith. It's Faith. It's okay. It's okay. I get it. All right, Ollie will be right back. All right, we're testing. Hey, what's up? Alright, so I just want to hear how this sounds. Alright, so I am testing. Let's see, we got, I haven't been on for a while, so let's start it up, right? Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jimmy James, and you are now tuning into the Jimmy James Show. Let's go. Alright, cool. So I have it stopped. When I pause it, it will shut off. So, I'm going to get in today's episode. I'm going to pick up about two or three things. I'm supposed to do one with Faith, but obviously, as you heard, she's doing laundry, I guess. It's Saturday, June 24th, 3:20 p.m. Okay, so, before I get into it, I want to talk a little bit about this fucking submarine, alright? And if you haven't heard or you've been living in a cave somewhere without any fucking TV, it's possible to live in a cave with a TV, but just in case you don't have one, I'm going to let you guys hear some of this, and then we're going to do like a one of my short shorts like I used to do. So here we go. Let me set it up. All right, so let's start it off. Here we go. I'm going to pause this, and hopefully this picks up. Here we go.
This is a tragic conclusion to a days-long international mystery. One expert says the fascination around the sub mimicked the captivation with the Titanic itself. The U.S. Coast Guard continues to comb through the Atlantic this morning looking for more clues about what happened to the Titan. Now, crews are essentially looking through debris on the ocean floor after the submersible imploded, killing 5 crew members on board. A debris field was found yesterday in the area where the Titan disappeared. It lost contact Sunday with with its mothership as it headed toward the wreckage of the Titanic. Five major pieces of debris were found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic, 13,000 feet below sea level. The Coast Guard says the debris includes the tail cone of the submersible. An official with the U.S. Navy detected sounds, quote, consistent with an implosion shortly after Ocean Gate's submersible lost contact.
The Titanic submersible that gripped the world's headlines met its end.
Okay, so here's the second part of this. Let's play it now. Let's see, this is on YouTube, though, which I'm picking up. So here we go.
The Titanic submersible that gripped the world's headlines met its end in what the U.S. Coast Guard calls a catastrophic implosion that killed all five passengers aboard. But the search that led to this discovery and the race against time to find the passengers alive became a five-day multinational rescue operation that captured global attention, not least due to the connection to the Titanic, the unsinkable British ship that met its tragic ending in 1912. Here's how it all unfolded and what we know so far about what happened.
This is an incredibly complex search operation.
We're losing time and we're losing opportunity to find them alive.
Ocean Gate shouldn't have been doing what it was doing.
On Saturday, the 17th of June, Ocean Gate's Titan submersible prepares for its voyage to the century-old wreck of the Titanic. That day, British billionaire and adventurer Hamish Harding, one of those aboard the sub, posts online saying, "A weather window has just opened up and we're going to attempt a dive tomorrow." He doesn't post online again. At 8 a.m. on Sunday, the Titan submersible begins its descent, triggering the 96-hour countdown, which is the window of oxygen supply the vessel has from the time it's sealed. It should be a two-hour descent to the wreck of the Titanic, which lies at a depth of 12,500 feet in the North Atlantic Ocean. But 1 hour and 45 minutes after setting off, communications between the sub and the surface vessel are lost. This moment, it later transpires, is seemingly important. The submersible has been scheduled to return to the surface at 3 p.m., but it fails to appear. The Coast Guard is notified at 5:40 p.m. By Monday, U.S. and Canadian ships and planes are swarming the area, some dropping sonar buoys that can monitor to a depth of 13,000 feet. Search teams stress that this is a remote area and a challenge to conduct a search. Officials also ask commercial vessels for help. On Tuesday, noises, reported to be banging sounds, are detected over several hours by a Canadian aircraft, which is equipped with gear to trace submarines. The noises temporarily offer hope that the Titan is still intact and that its occupants are alive and trying to communicate by banging on the hull. Officials later say analysis of the sound is inconclusive. At this point, Hamish Harding's friend says hopes are not high.
As it stands right now, it would be a miracle if they are recovered alive.
At 2 a.m. on Wednesday, the U.S. Coast Guard announces it's deploying remotely operated vehicle searches to the area where the sounds were detected. French research ship, equipped with a deep-sea diving vessel, makes its way to the search area.
The surface search is now approximately two times the size of Connecticut, and the subsurface search is up to 2.5 miles.
All right, we just got to stop right there. It's two times. The search area is two times the size of Connecticut. Didn't know that. I figured it was big, but didn't know that. All right, here we go.
Deep.
On Thursday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, the 96-hour oxygen window closes, diminishing any last hopes of finding the passengers alive. At 2 p.m., a debris field found on the seabed is confirmed to contain pieces of the Titan submersible. The pieces were found by a robotic diving vehicle deployed from a Canadian ship, lying some 1,600 feet from the bow.
They said a Canadian ship found the debris, so are we trusting that?
Of the Titanic. The U.S. Coast Guard confirms the debris is consistent with the loss of the pressure chamber and an implosion. And
I mean, it is a Canadian ship, but all right, yeah. Come on, you guys knew I was going to tune in and say something.
There were no survivors.
By the way, how could there be any survivors when you're that deep in the ocean? What were they like? I don't know. I don't want to joke, but at the same time, like, obviously no survivors.
So, when did the sub meet its fate?
Now, I don't know this 100%. I think it's an hour and a half into its descent, it imploded. But I'm going to hear now. Here's the facts.
During the search operation, sonar boys in the water didn't detect any loud or violent noise that would have been generated by an implosion. That suggests it happened before the search began. The position of the debris field near the Titanic seems to suggest the failure occurred near the end of its descent, all the way back on Sunday around 9:45 a.m., when contact with the sub was lost. Separately, it's been reported that acoustic data detected by the U.S. Navy had an anomaly consistent with an implosion or explosion near the submersible's location when its communications were lost. In an interview with Reuters, James Cameron, who directed the Oscar-winning movie Titanic and has ventured to the wreck in subs himself, said he learned of the acoustic findings within a day and deduced what it meant.
Search, search, search. 4 days of search. They're searching everywhere. They were running around with their hair on fire. The sub was right where it was. It was literally on the seafloor below its last known position. Look, Monday morning when I first found out about the incident, within an hour and a half, I had the following information. They were on descent. They were at 3,500 feet. They lost comms and tracking. We got confirmation within an hour that there had been a loud bang at the same time that the sub was, that comms were lost. I knew what happened. Sub imploded. I sent emails to everybody I know. I said, we've lost some friends. The sub has imploded. I really hoped and prayed I was wrong, but I knew it wasn't.
Okay, so you just heard all that. James Cameron said all that stuff. I haven't seen this, but according to Faith, James Cameron is getting some shit over this because he just said he knew, which was like a 50-50 guess. Like, either it imploded or it was a malfunction. I mean, but he's been down there. How many times has he been down there? 37? 33 times he's been down there, so you hear a big bang, and then they lose connection. So I don't understand why he's getting so much backlash if he's just speaking facts before we knew about it. Anyway, well, I'm not too worried. They knew the risk they were getting involved, and yeah, they did. See, I don't have it on here because you didn't want to do it with me, so... Now she wants to come up and start talking about stuff right now. You don't. So that's that. I'm going to go back and listen to make sure that comes out good, and then we'll get on to the rest of it.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys? What's up? All right, we're back. Second part of this show, which I don't know the name of the show yet, which is not like me. I just knew, like, hey, I had to do something. So this, before I get into anything else, let me make sure my wire is connected here. I'm going to give a shout out to my brother from another mother, Justin Stewart. Go check his show out. That's Justin's Eye on Entertainment and World Review. He's doing a good job. I know he hasn't been on a lot. He's dealing with a lot of life shit like we all do. This is why I do my show, my podcast, whatever. It's therapeutic. Sometimes I come off of as a fucking nutcase, which I am. But, you know, harmless at the end of the day. To a point. Honestly, I was supposed to be doing a show with Faith, but she wants to get one done. I do. Oh, by the way, as I'm talking about this, I do have a show. We do have one done. It's a long one, and it gets into pretty deep conversation, so I have to go back and edit, because there was a couple times where it got a little heavy, and there was, you know, people getting upset, which is understandable once you hear it. It's talking about ADHD, PTSD, dealing with chronic anxiety, stuff like that, so that's a thing that I have to edit. Also, I want to give a shout out. I told him I would do this. I want to give a shout out to her brother, Richie. He has a, you could be anywhere in the world and get these, by the way. It's PHL Knives. PHL. P is in like pussy. H is in hell. L is in like lazy. PHL Knives. He does custom knives. It's fucking amazing. Check that site out on Facebook. I'll drop the link below. I did have it on my last show. It was just the symbol, but I'm going to make sure I put the link in there. All that in the description. So that's for these guys. And also check out Cody Lewis, Daily Chat. I haven't heard anything with him lately. Also, no new baby, stuff like that. So, like always, Jimmy James is catching the slack for all these guys. yeah, I know. So now you got to follow me on Spotify. So if that's not too much trouble, just click the follow button. You can rate me whatever you like. 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, 1 star. Just don't be a dick and do 1 star just because, like, I don't know. Also, who am I forgetting? I don't want to forget Rudolph and Chicago Talk Radio, Chopping It Up with Bree and Real. These guys are always doing something. Especially Chopping Up with Bree and Real, they got a lot of shit going on, like, all over the social media. They always got something going on. They're cool peeps. They've been doing it not as long as me, but yeah. So this is my, like, ad, I guess, for now. All right, man, I gotta get to 100 followers on Spotify. I think it's stupid, it's retarded, you know, how they switched it all up, but that's for another show, another topic. All right, let's get the rest of this going. All right, so before we get into anything crazy, first and foremost, 1 second. All right, we're back. Okay. All right. Sorry, I had to fix that there. All right, so what do I want to get into today? What do I want to get into? So I haven't been around, obviously. A lot of life stuff's been going on, a lot of life changes, you know. Also, just actually been going to the dentist. Got shit I got to get pulled, fixed, clean. It takes up a lot of time. Doctors, I just didn't want to be like, hey, you know, this is Jimmy James doing this since 2020 and then stop. I thought about this before. I've talked to you guys about this before, about changing up the show dramatically. So I want to keep this because I want my audience. I want the same audience that I already have, and I want to just expand it in something better. Problem is, I won't be able to do that for a little longer. I do have the equipment. It's not that. It's the time. So, kind of like, I think, before I was doing sometimes 3 shows a week, 2 to 3 shows. Sometimes I would even do 4. That's when I was kind of by myself and single, and I had the time. But nowadays, I don't have that much time. Well, I do, but I gotta make time, because this is important. It's important that I do it, like always. It is. It's important that I do this. It's also important that I also get a message out to you guys. Hey, you could be feeling like shit today. You could be having a bad day. You're not the only one. So I'm just going to give you a little heads up to what I dealt with the other day. And you guys might be surprised by this or not. Now, a lot of you guys know I suffer from anxiety attacks, panic attacks, okay? I haven't had a panic attack since I was 37 years old. All right, now I'm 40. Now, I had a panic attack the other day in front of my fiance. She already knows. She has the same sort of disorder. She was very understanding. It still doesn't, you know, don't get me wrong. It doesn't really, it does help to have somebody that understands. But when you're still going through it in the moment, you don't think what anybody's telling you is like, oh no, this ain't gonna work. But believe it or not, it really does work. And most people don't want to go through an anxiety attack alone. You feel like you're gonna die. 90% of the time, that's what most people feel. Now, I've been dealing with this my whole life. I'm finally going to get the proper fucking help. Not just going to the doctor and say, oh, my fucking, I have ADHD, give me this, give me that. No, I'm actually going to do the right thing and get it done.
She's not the only one. I've talked to her brother about this. I was the Richie guy. I told you to go check out his knife. He does all the custom knives. Oh, it's cool knives, by the way. I forgot to mention the one that goes around your neck. You got to go check out the site. It's in the link below. I'll also have polls, so you could do your own vote. I might do multiple choice sometimes, sometimes not. And what this does is going to help me understand what you guys want to hear. So you got to be on Spotify for that. You can also ask me any questions on there. Send me a voicemail also. Everything's in the description. All right, so I know I'm kind of flying through this, but, you know, that was basically what I've been going through. Now, we're not quite at the basement ramblings of a madman, part 3. Hey, baby. What are you doing?
Clothes away.
Putting clothes away. All right. I was just talking about why I've been out, like, delayed. You know, doctors, dentists, bullshit. You know? But you just called me sexy, I think. I can't see you, so I don't know who's talking to me. I don't know. Hotness. Anyway, I was telling him about anxiety. I was telling him about my, like minor panic attack that I had, which I haven't had in 3 years, so. Yeah. Plus, yeah. I don't know, it's kind of hot where I'm standing. I want to get the hell out of the sun. I just like to walk and talk since I'm not in my normal spot. So she's in the room making the bed. I don't know, I made the bed. She had to remake the bed. So yeah, she just threw me off. This is why I told her she needs to sit down. So the third part of this little show. I'm going to wrap this shit up soon. I didn't know if I was going to do comedy or something. I was like, I don't know if I'm in the mood for that right now. All right, another thing I'm going to, I guess, confess to you guys since I have like another 3 minutes here. I have been saving up material for a special. I've been putting it in my phone or I write it in my book. It's at the house, the other house. So I got to get it and I'm pretty sure I'm ready. Well, not ready, I'm going to say. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% ready to do this, and I'm going to do it on Spotify. It's going to be just a whole show. I'm trying to get about an hour. Finally, the name of the special that I'm putting, my first special that I can do myself, is going to be called, you know, Jimmy James Insanity at its Finest. So, that's that. Yeah, so for this third part, I don't know if I can get her with me or not. I guess we'll wait and see. I'll probably have this out by Monday. And what I was saying earlier is that I'm going to try to do this at least once a week, regardless, if not twice. Just going to find out the times, and I'll let you know. So, all right, be right back after whatever comes next, kids.
One last question.
What's up, guys? This is Jimmy James. Just one more thing. If you listen to me on this, Spotify, Anchor, any platform you're on right now, you can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. Like I said, you could do it all. You can go on there. You can like me. You can hate me. You can dislike, approve, unapprove, whatever. Whatever you think I need to do to approve. Or to get your approval. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I care for. I just care for your approval. But for now, this is me just saying goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no. Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all.
Goodbye, everybody.